Hey, podcasters, we've only got a minute to do this intro.
It's going to have to be very quick. There's lots of things.
Yeah, so many things. Impressive people.
It's very penis-heavy today, even though you talk to the winner of...
Women of the Future Awards.
Women of the Future Awards. The show itself has got a lot of dick.
That's okay. It's good to mix it up from poo.
Yeah.
You know, Jace does a thing where he asks people what they think of our show, and they love our show, but they say we talk about poo too much.
How dare they? Well, now we're getting the cock and balls open.
Yes. All right, so enjoy the pod. Thank you for listening, and we'll hear you tomorrow.
It's the radio show that celebrates all its quirks.
You don't like a lot of things. It's basically the answer.
Hosted by two people who know where all the missing socks end up.
Why are you touching that again? No.
I can see you, Daryl.
Oh, that's what that sock's for, mate. Oh,
that'll
God.
Get stuck.
Thought you were wiping your nose.
And a toad's fearless when it comes to honesty.
If you pick a good one out of your nose, of course you're going to eat it. Let's all tell the truth as adults.
Well, anyway, you're saying both of those things can actually make you better.
Shut up.
This is the Ambrosiano
Radio Show
with Holly Green.
Good morning, dickheads. Oh, I can't hear you, Holly.
How are we going
now? Yeah, that's the right one. Oops. Sorry.
What? It's all right. Mate, what happened to you, Em? Is it under the weather?
I've got the flu. It's just getting worse and worse. But I've had a cold and flu, so about 7 o'clock I'll be taking it up a notch. So it'll be just great.
Just in time for spring.
Yay.
I'm a spring flu.
I'm fine. I'm not fine, but that's okay. I'm going to push on through. We have a big show coming up today. We have the winner of the Women of the Future Awards, Saskia Hempley, coming in. I was there at the awards yesterday. There were 10 girls making a huge difference in the world, Harley. Some of them were making backpacks for kids with autism that enabled them to feel like they were getting a hug, there was physical contact. This girl, she is handing out sanitary products to homeless women. She's done it off her own bat. She's got 100,000 boxes she's given away.
Wow.
And, so all these girls are getting funding, and I want to try and find a way that we can help them all. So we're going to be doing something with them.
Right.
So she's really, really great. You want to listen to her. We have Alpha Bucks coming up. We also, we're going to be talking about a guy whose wang fell out when he was running.
Yeah, that's funny, though.
It was very funny.
Yeah, when your wang falls out and you weren't expecting it to.
Sometimes body parts just go akimbo. You know, it can happen. Yeah, just,
when you're running around a kid's party,
boob just comes out the side. Oh, look, it can happen. You lose all feeling in those things after a while. But right now...
Oh, here she is again, Dolly Parton. How are you?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm feeling pretty good today. Had a big night out on the tiles, so, you know. I had a few whiskeys. I had them straight.
Yeah, with Em.
And Em was in bed before PM. She was not doing well yesterday. She should not have had that champagne with her cold and flu, I'll tell you right now. She told Julie Bishop. You know, she told her some things she probably shouldn't have. But I just, instead of giving you some words of wisdom, I want to play you. I'm on Miley Cyrus's new album. And Miley, that little sneaky bitch, she put my voicemail on the start of one of her tracks. And I just wanted to play it to prove to you just how good Am's impersonation of me is.
Hey, Miley. It's me. I'm in Nashville. I'm on my way to Dollywood, busy as you are. Can't get enough stuff to do, can we? But anyway, I'm excited about singing with you. So I'm just going to turn my CD player on with you singing. I'm going to put this on a cassette, sing along with it. Then I'll run you off a CD later. Oh, I'm so high tech. I got a flip phone, too. But anyhow, see what you think. And here I go.
See? I sound exactly the same.
Same person.
Yes. I don't know if you're aware, but Australia is soon to break off into its, and it's going. There's another country is going to spring up. They've already picked their own national anthem.
Have they?
Yes, from the Brains Trust at the Christian Democratic Party.
Oh yeah, righto,
Reverend Fred Nile.
Reverend Fred.
Morning, Fred. Yeah. No, you're a big fan of the show. Good morning.
He'll be listening in.
Fantastic.
For sure.
Loves us. Loves our show. Everything was terrible.
Hello, Reverend.
Hello, Gnarly. he is bothered to release a press release. And he says that he's worried that the gay community, look, the homosexual lobby has, they're a lobby, by the way, the gays, they're a lobby.
Yes.
The homosexuals, they have their own, God, you know, we combine lesbians and gays together, Mark's most well-organised march in the history of the world.
Yes.
They have their own Olympics, you know. They have their own award ceremonies in the cultural arena. They have their own flag in the rainbow flag. What's next? Are we going to start handing out their own citizen, their own separate homosexual citizenships? What, I mean, what's going on?
Oh, just imagine him getting in such a flap with all of those details.
He said...
A little bit like an ageing queen.
Yes.
Just flapping a little, around.
They are. And he said they've already picked their national anthem. It's Macklemore's Same Love. And I can't change. Yes. Even if I try.
So he's genuinely worried.
Oh, he's concerned. He said they took over the NRL grand final. They took it over and they played their national anthem and they've got their flags and we're going to wake up and all of a sudden we've lost the country to the homosexuals. And can I just say, can I just put my hand first up to say, can I please be mayor of Gayland? Can I please be the first citizen given full citizenship rights to Rainbow Land? I'm calling it Rainbow Land. That's what we're going to call
land.
It.
Yeah, it's
Rainbow
totally. Land.
And I'm in, Pals. I
love that Fred Niles' issue is that the homosexuals are going to start their own country. Surely that ticks all the boxes for Fred Niles.
Yeah.
What's the problem, mate?
But I just feel like that Rainbow Land's going to end up with more people than Australia will in the end. I just think more people are going to want to go over to there because that place is going to be fabulous. Like you
that
said,
place
well
is
run.
Gonna be great.
It's going to be well run.
Yep.
It's going to be lots of, I mean, there's going to be all the creatives, a lot of the creatives I work with, okay? So everybody's going to look good.
Yep.
Like, I just feel like Fred hasn't really thought this through. I think it's because it ended up being, you know what I encourage Fred to do? I think Fred should start Nileland.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Nileland.
I just think we need the Imperial March as the anthem. And Fred can be the president and he can take all his sad cronies in with him and we'll just shut the door.
And it's got to be right next door to Rainbow Land, though.
Oh, please. And then Nileland's just complaining, turn the music down, turn that rainbow music down, turn Same Love down.
Nileland's just monochromatic grey.
It's just black. It's communism.
Yeah.
It's really early communist China is what it is. But they look, Fred, that's great. It's good that you bothered to put a press release out. And he put a lot of thought into it. I love that he thought about the flag and the national anthem. And look, I'll be around. If anyone wants to hand me a citizenship card to Rainbow Land, I am in.
Yeah, yeah, I'll come along.
Yeah, good. Sounds great. Oh, they'd love you there. You'd be king of the bears. Halloween is just around the corner. Do you celebrate Halloween at your place? Does Leonard dress up? He'll be into it this year because of vampires, obviously.
Yeah, we actually went trick-or-treating last... Well, another mother turned up and said, can we take Leonard around trick-or-treating? I'm like, you're going to take my child away from the house for an hour? Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
You don't need to tell me what you're doing. Go.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's the only time of the year where we're like, if you're a stranger, please allow my child into your house and give them food. That's the only time of the year.
Kids, don't talk to strangers unless it's Halloween and then take their candy.
Exactly. Well, there is a mask, an amazing mask that has come out that I think is going to go bunta at Halloween. It is a fully functional vagina mask. If you'd like to flip the page over in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Why does it have to look like that?
So, there is a new, it's at the bargain price of $500, or $480 plus shipping, so nice $500, you round it up.
Holy mackerel.
It's handmade, so that's nice, a nice touch. It's organic, it's earthy, you know, it's homemade. And it's fully functional, which is fantastic.
I just want everyone to know that there is a list of a lot of things I can't say.
And
it's running through my head right
and
now.
Made of silicone. It was designed by San Diego-based artist Melissa Coulter on Etsy, who I would dare say needs a little bit of therapy in her life.
Yeah.
It actually, what I want everyone to imagine is if you pulled, say you put a rubber glove under your chin or just like a balloon and you pulled it up over your face all the way to the back of your scalp. So the balloon is like a ball cap covering everything. And then there's all veins and muscle fibre leading into your nose and your mouth. And then the mouth is just the opening of the vagina.
It's just a vagine.
It's just a vagine.
Have you seen Pan's Labyrinth? It looks like...
It is. It looks like it needs to be a villain in the next Batman movie. It is terrifying.
Well, it looks like somebody's been eating a kebab and they didn't finish.
Like, what? What happened? And look, you know what you could do? If you wanted to make it more realistic, you could just cut some holes out for your eyebrows, let the hairs come through.
Oh, dear.
Or if you've got a beard, if you're a man wanting to dress as a vagina for Halloween, you can just cut out, you know, where your beard is, your mustache, just put little holes in the latex.
Oh, yeah.
And then just pull them through like a tip cap. And then you'd have little hairs around the mouth to make it super realistic.
Who's seeing their partner walk into the room with this thing on their head and going, well, I'm in the mood.
Oh, God, I wasn't before, but I am feeling frisky.
Let me mount your head. Here's a headline for you. Dentist pulls out wisdom tooth on camera in gruesome video.
No, no, thank you, please. Do not want. Bye-bye.
Russian dentist.
Of course he is. Nah, there you go. Of course he's Russian.
Makes so much sense. You're like, what do you do? Russian dentist? I don't know why that makes sense to me.
Pass me the vodka and the pliers.
Dentist Dr. Yakov.
Of course it is.
Has amassed 14,000 followers. Now, in the world of followers on Instagram.
Dude, he's hot.
Yeah. Right. Now, you're going to get me to the point very quickly.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. 14,000 followers who want to see graphic images of diseased teeth and gums. Oh. As well as some incongruous wedding pics. That's not good.
Have you had a look at his Instagram?
No, but I'm just looking at his face right now as he pulls out his own wisdom tooth.
Oh, my God.
Which is a hectic thing to do. Pulling out a tooth in general is a pretty hard thing to do. I'm watching my 7-year-old do it all the time. it's pretty disgusting. But wisdom teeth are really in there. And this guy's just like, oh, look, I'll get it done. I'll knock it out on camera. I'll inject myself with anesthetic and then rip out a wisdom tooth. But my favourite thing is there's a comment. There's heaps of comments, right? But there's a comment from a woman named Margaret who just says, this guy can extract my teeth any day.
100%.
Drill my gums, buddy. Teeth being pulled, you're doing roots wrong.
No. Like, do you know what's funny? There's a whole market. I was sitting talking to my friend Theo, who's a surgeon.
Yes.
And there's a whole market on Instagram for people who like looking at gruesome surgery pictures. Ooh, they
absolutely.
Yeah, so he's got a bunch of surgeon mates who they take pictures of patients with the patient's permission. So yeah. Thea specializes in plastic, so he reattaches limbs when tradies saw them off, you know, when people get in really bad accidents and have things hanging. So right. He takes pictures really of right. them and then with the patient's permission, and then there's Instagram accounts where you post them up, and all surgeons around the world do this. People want to look at, you know, like bloody mouths and gums and teeth. Well, isn't that sicko?
Yeah, but that's like embarrassing bodies. I could not look away from that show. Yeah.
But would you want to look at someone's arm hanging off just as about to be? And when you look in Theo's phone, like, you know, when I have a lot of my friends' phones, a lot of them are gay guys, and I'll look at a photo and they'll be like, do not swipe. Either way, there'll be a dick pic. Don't do it. Well, Theo's like, I had Theo's phone and I accidentally swiped, and like there in front of me was like a leg hanging off. But I was like, ah! And then he came over and he's like, oh, no, look. And he was just swiping through. There was eyes hanging out of sockets. Oh. And he loves it. He loves looking at it. And he said, yeah, there's Instagram accounts. I'm going to start one with 500,000 followers that I follow this pre and post surgery pics.
No.
Yes.
No. If that's what gets you off, you're finished.
This is so gross. But I do agree. And Theo's really hot as well. So, you know, I would let him take photos of my arm hanging off.
Well, this man, Dr. Yakov, is a very handsome guy.
So handsome.
It's not really. I mean, the shot of his mouth wide open and his own hands in his mouth ripping the tooth sort of detracts a little bit from his beauty.
Nah, you'd still let him.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcast1.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Well, in exactly 7 days, the first R&B Fridays Live will be kicking off on Thursday. I know that's confusing, but that's what's happening.
R&B Friday
on
Thursday.
And there today week, I'm so excited. Craig David, Neo, Kelly Rowland, Khalees. It's a massive lineup. We're going to be there. It's very exciting.
I'm just going to unplug my headphones for 1 second.
Okay. You okay? What's wrong?
That's a lot better.
Good. Okay, Joel. Hi. So if you want to go along, tickets are on sale now. It's Frontier and us presenting. Go to Ticketek. But we have two to give away, two hot little tickets to give away for 13 10 60. What's this? Have we played the thing? Yep.
Yes.
What's a superior Bogan baby name? Yes. Now, I want to clarify. I say this with love. I say Bogan baby name with a tiny hint of irony, yep, but a lot of love.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy it when people have a crack with their kids' names.
We're talking things spelt wrong, names that shouldn't be given to small wee babies.
You know what? The top one.
Hybrids.
Oh, hybrids. I love a hybrid. Oh, yeah. I've got the top one for you, which we have mentioned before. The top Bogan boy's name for 2017 in Australia was Bacardi.
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. That should never have been a wee baby's name.
Yeah, or baby Bacardi. I'm going to call my child Bacardi.
You see your little baby and you're like, oh, I know what I'm going to yell to you when you're not doing what you're told.
Bacardi!
Get out of there!
Get your hand off it, Bacardi!
Or I do really like...
Tell me.
Enovid.
What?
Enovid. Yeah. It's divine, spelt backwards.
Oh, I love a backwards spelled name. Yes. Divine. Oh, but wait. See, the only divine I know is the one that got into the unfortunateness with Hugh Brown. Hugh. What's his name?
Ass.
Hugh. Hugh. Oh, my God. What's his name from Notting Hill? Hugh, oh, my God. People are screaming at their radios. What's his name? Hugh.
Grant.
Yes.
Thanks, Brody.
Remember Hugh Grant had the unfortunateness with a lady named Divine?
Yeah. And there's the drag queen Divine.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. What about some other names we've got here? We've got...
Karanda?
Mignon.
Karanda?
Yeah, it's Kiri and Veranda put together.
I like Mignon, as in filet mignon.
Oh, yeah,
it's Mignon. Someone's called the daughter Mignon.
Vajonica?
Vajonica.
There was one that someone sent in ages ago that's a mashup of your two names, Harley Breen. It was Harleen.
Yeah, there's one here.
Harleen. Good girl. Wow.
Yeah, well, Harley is actually right up there with the Bogans.
And you know what else? I'm also up for people who just don't want to put vowels in their name. Kylie Baldy, who's now married to Michael Clarkson, Kylie Clarkson, is just K-Y-L-Y.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chuck us a vowel, Kyles. Any vowel. Yep, she just, like, her parents went, you know what? I'm not putting one single vowel in my daughter's name. Quali, K-Y-L-Y. That's my favourite one, I think, of everyone.
That's amazing.
13 10 60, what's a superior Bogan baby name? What have you seen? What have you heard? I'm sure if you work in childcare or you're a teacher, you've had some crackers. Two tickets up for R&B Fridays Live. This concert is going to go off. You don't want to miss it. We'll take your calls next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
Two tickets up for grabs. Today FM and Frontier touring, presenting R&B Fridays Live next Thursday night. Today week, 7 days. The first show will kick off Friday night to follow. There's still some tickets. You can get them from Ticketek. But right now we're going to give away two to the best Bogan baby name.
Mitch just walked in and told us a couple of cracking...
I have to explain who Mitch is.
He does all the sound.
Imaging producer,
I never understand why it's called imaging producer. It's not an image.
Yeah, but on radio, sound. Makes images, doesn't it, in your mind, because it's sound.
Is that what they call it?
Radio's version of imaging, yeah.
Anyway, he's a great man. He's got two names. Yeah, I love him. I was just really committed then.
He really did.
We ran it together.
Mitch got his own Super Mario calendar and selfishly hung it in his office and didn't make it a communal calendar.
It's weird.
Selfish.
Like he bought himself something.
That's disgusting. So I took it and I hung it in the communal area.
He's taking it back.
Yep. Mitch!
So this one is Adasha. That's a nice name, isn't it?
Adasha?
That's a nice name. Except it's spelled A-A.
No. No.
A-A.
They've actually put the dash in.
Yeah, and then there's Absidy. which is, it's a weird sounding name. It sounds like something you need to see a doctor about.
Absidy.
I've got an Absidy on my back, but it's spelled A-B-C-D-E. Absidy.
That's amazing. But I just think you have that moment where you're holding a new little baby and you look down and you think, what name am I going to use? And someone else has used, I'm reading here on a list, oh, welcome to the world, baby Dijon.
Dijon.
Oh, my God.
Your sister, Anaise.
Oh, snort.
You did a snort. I'm a snort.
13, 10, 60. What's the superior Bogan baby name? Sam. Hello, Sammy.
Hey, John.
Oh, you know, I'm okay for a Thursday morning. Can't complain. No one would listen, mate.
Well, the only reason I get up in the morning to listen to you guys and to do like a month and a half.
Thanks, Pipes. That's good, buddy. What's your Bogan baby name, darling?
I've got a friend that I grew up with, and the first child he had, named Holden, because he's a Holden fan.
Holden.
Holden. That's good.
And then the next one is called Braxton.
Braxton.
Yeah.
Wow. Holden. And Braxton.
As in Braxton Hicks.
The fake contractions.
The fake contractions you get before you're having the baby.
Braxton and Holden. Yeah, like the nurses were going, oh, no, doll, it's just Braxton Hicks. Oh, that's a nice name. Marie and Camden, what's the superior Bogan baby name?
All right, so one day my friends and I were at the Blue Mountains. It was a beautiful day. We're enjoying the day and we hear a woman scream out to her child, Mimosa!
Mimosa.
Mimosa.
Mimosa. Screamed out. We just died.
And I guess you assume she's ordering a drink and then a child comes running over with an orange juice on her head.
Can you imagine looking at that tiny helpless infant and going, oh, you look like a mimosa.
You look like a tall drink of orange juice.
What's in a mimosa? Is that
champagne and orange juice, isn't it?
I thought that was a Bellini. Isn't a Bellini a champagne and orange juice? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Someone tell us. There's enough
home. There's enough gay men working on this show. Citrus juice, yes.
Oh, cool. Mm.
It's almost like I worked in a bar for 10 years.
Oh, well, what's a Bellini then?
That's peach
schnapps?
Juice.
Oh. Yeah.
Or schnapps.
Yeah, Prosecco and peach.
I hope someone's called their child schnapps. That would be fantastic.
Of course they have.
Chloe and Burwood, hello.
Morning, guys.
What's the superior Bogan baby name?
So I think you actually said one of mine already. It was Absidy. So I've worked in childcare previously. I've come across a couple of crackers.
No.
Have you met an Absidy?
Yes.
So it is literally A-B-C-D-E?
Yes, correct.
Oh, my God.
You said Adasha already, but Ladasha as well with an extra L at the front. That's a little bit of a quirk on it.
Ladasha.
Ladasha.
And what, have you got anything else for us, Chloe?
Gooey, but it's spelt G-U-Y.
Gooey.
G-U-Y.
So it's not guy. It's not guy. It's gooey.
They read it in a book and thought it sounded nice.
You sure they read it?
Gooey. It's like when someone says their name's David, and you're like, nah, mate, it's David.
Yeah, I met a guy named David. He said, I'm Darvin. And I said, what's that? And he
goes,
Darvin. And I said, you mean David?
No.
And he goes, no, it's Darvin. And I went, you spell it. D-A-V-I-D. And I went, it's David, mate.
David. It's not good.
I'll tell you what your name is.
What's your name? Gooey. Spell it. G-U-Y. No, mate, it's Guy.
It's Guy. Yeah.
Peter and Campbelltown, what's a superior Bogan baby name?
Kayla Shayla Ann. Kayla Shayla Ann.
What, Peter's so pumped.
You come out of the gate faster.
Say that. Who is that? Someone's actual name?
No, I was walking him into a mall with a friend. We were just hanging out, and all of a sudden we hear this, Kayla Shayla Ann, and we just turn around. And there's this big fat woman there, and this grubby little kid that's standing out front of Lowe's, and then she's like, Kayla Shayla Ann. It's everyone at the top of their lungs like, man, I will never forget that name. That was back in the 90s.
Peter,
flat out. You are hectic. We better give Peter the tickets to Arab.
Yeah, and get him off there, because I'm sure Luke was hovering over a dump button there. It just felt like it was on the precipice.
Pete, you're off to R&B Fridays Live, darling.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Kayla Shayla Ann. Thank you.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha. Alphabucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alphabucks app on your smartphone now.
Oh, yeah. Let's welcome Amy from Campbelltown. Hey, Amy.
Hello. How's it going?
Good, babes. Are you feeling confident? Where are you? Are you on your way to work now? What are you doing, doll?
I'm the teacher, so I'm actually on holidays at the moment.
Oh, sweet.
Heaven. What age do you teach?
Yeah, how old are the kids?
I've got kindergarten.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at kindergarten.
No, that's right. I've
like
got
a big
awesome
group of idiots.
Oh, not even like. That's so cute. Amy, I'm going to pass you over to the quizmaster, Holly Breen.
Okay.
Here I am, Amy. You're M. You're M. There you go.
No, I'm M.
No, you're not. This is the letter M.
I the letter M.
Yep.
M for monkey.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
M for monkey is correct. You have 30 seconds after I finish the first question. You get all 10 right and you've got $10,000. Got to take the first answer. Can only use it once. Amy, here we go. Name a spread you put on toast.
Margarine.
A cat breed.
Pass.
A female celebrity.
Marsha Hines.
An island.
Pass.
A makeup brand.
Max Factor.
A book title.
Pass.
A type of bird.
Oh, well. Pass.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
A car park.
Oh. My husband's going to kill me.
No, you did fine. You did fine. You just tell him
I
to shut up.
I got 10 out of 10 yesterday on the letter E. I'm so gutted.
Yeah. I hear that so often. I'm starting to think you're all lying.
Oh, I know. We are. I was like, oh, the letter E, that's really hard. And I got all of them right. And then I'm thinking, oh, the letter M, that's so easy. Oh, my goodness.
You got $300, Amy. $300.
$300.
That's awesome. I'll send them on my kids. That's fabulous.
Oh, that's really kind. Now I feel mean for being mean.
It turns out there's a lot of Broadway musicals.
Matilda, yeah.
Mamma Mia, Mary Poppins, Memphis, Merlin, My Fair Lady, anyway, a lot.
So many, I know.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Yesterday, I attended a luncheon.
Yeah, I had lunch as well.
No, it was a luncheon.
Oh, you had a luncheon.
It wasn't just lunch. It was a luncheon.
I grabbed a thing as I was going.
No.
Had a luncheon.
Oh, I had to pop on a suit and get mum. And you know what? I thought it's a corporate event, so I best wear a suit. So
did you wear a suit?
I did wear a suit.
A pantsuit?
No, it was more a hot pink. Think Miami power bitch 1980s Carrie Ann Kennelly.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pink and it had like gold studs on the shoulders. It was very power. Double breasted and they had a nice little tail. We'll put a photo up online if you're interested. It was Tralise Cooper. That was the person who's made the suit. And I arrived and there was lots of, oh my God, listen to the people who were there. Like Julie Bishop was there, foreign minister. Quinton Bryce, former GG. We had Peter Credlin, former chief of staff of Tony Abbott. Yes. And the tallest woman, she's like, I reckon she'd be your height.
Really?
Yeah, she's powerful. Like you look at her and think if she wrestled someone, anyone, she would absolutely murder them.
I'm
going
to wrestle her.
She's not, I reckon if you and Peter Credlin wrestled, she'd have you covered. I'm not joking.
Peter, if you're listening. I'm
Peter Credlin, if you want to wrestle Harley Breen, I would back you, sister.
I'd love to have a wrestle. I love wrestling.
Lisa Wilkinson was hosting. Annabelle Crabb, Lee Sales.
I'd wrestle all of them as well.
Annabelle Crabb's a wee thing. Lee Sales is tall. I reckon she'd have you covered also.
Okay.
It was a very important room for very important people. And you know, when you walk in, you find out where you're sitting and you also find out where you sit in this term of importance.
Yes.
You know, it's like a wedding. Yeah. If you're at a WOG wedding and your place like near the toilets, then you know you're not very important to the family members. Well, I was sitting on the table at the wedding, I guess would be probably called randoms. I was sitting with the people doing the sound for the event. And... And the PR and the people who worked for Women's, what is it, the Weekly? Or is it the, oh, she's
Women's right. Weekly.
Women's yeah. Weekly. Yeah, so that's where I was in the scheme of importance. I was, yes. I had some, I was in another room watching a monitor of the luncheon.
You were in the foyer at yeah. security.
Yeah, just in case anyone was worried I was getting too big for my britches in my Miami Power Bitch suit in a yeah. luncheon full of yeah. important women. Don't worry, yeah. I was quickly brought back down to earth and I sat down. And it was so incredible. Like it was celebrating these 10 girls had been picked, and all of them are innovators. All of them are raising money to build schools in, you know, someone was building schools in Kenya and she'd made these beautiful stationery, and someone else has been giving out boxes to homeless women full of sanitary products, and someone's doing special ed dance classes. So incredible. For kids who have special needs, they go along and they just dance freely for an hour in tutus. Incredible Excellent. Girls. Oh, my God. And there's $100,000 being given to the winner. And so all these girls were there and we got to meet them all and hear their stories. And I just have to say, it just, with the recent events of what's going on in the world and getting to see 10 extraordinary women who are, you know, spending their own money. There's one girl who is literally funding her own research into MS and Alzheimer's. She's a scientist and she can't get any funding because she's a junior and she's a female. And she said, it's just so hard for me to get any funding because there's a hierarchy and all the scientists, and they're generally men, are getting all the funding. So I'm funding myself. So it's just all these girls. I know. So I was just sitting there and I felt good about the world. And I just wanted to reassure everyone else that there are people out there doing good and wanting the universe to be better. And I had a chat to them all and they're all fantastic girls. We're going to have the winner, Saskia. She's going to be coming in later on in the show. But, I was sitting there and I do have to say, I did have a little bit of my Julia Roberts moment though. You know, in Pretty Woman where they're rude to her and then she comes back and she says, you work on commission, big mistake, huge. Everyone's like leaving and I'm sitting back right at the back table with the girls who put me there, right? And I'm sitting there and all of a sudden Julie Bishop makes a beeline for me. She's like, Em, and she's waving. She's like, oh God, I've missed you. I follow you on all the socials. I think you're just great. How have you been chatting? And while I'm standing there, Carrie Ann, Em. So I got Kat comes over.
Oh, really?
And then she says to Jay Bish, oh God, this girl, she is a good bird. Kat called me a good bird to Jay Bish. And then to top it off, Maggie Tabara, the doyen, the legend, she comes over and she's in her turban. She looks incredible. And she said, oh, when I look at your face, I just laugh. And I said, thank you. And so they're all sitting there and all the PR girls are all chatting. Because all the three most powerful women in the room came over just to acknowledge who I was. And then one of the girls leaned over and said, I think we might have put you on the wrong table. And I said, Joel, that's okay. I'm fine. I'm humble. I'm glad to be where I am. And I got up and I walked out.
In your flashy pink
suit. In my pink suit. I looked
carrying
ridiculous.
Your own mirror ball. I'm fine. I'm humble.
Leaving a trail of glitter.
There's a spotlight guy walking with you.
Yeah. Gays carrying my purse, birds flying above me. And I did. I just smoke bomb glitter. Ouch.
They should change the name of our show to Em and Harley Get a Haircut.
At least you've stopped going to the shops with your kids.
Yes.
You're just having some me time because you're a busy working mum.
That's right. I'm just off to the hairdressers.
Yeah, so
you spoke
nice.
About the hairdressers yesterday. I spoke about getting a hairdresser's voucher yesterday.
That's
today
good.
I'm talking about going to the barber.
Well, you do have a nice new haircut. Did you see my hair yesterday and go, God, I need to sharpen up?
I was like, well, Em looks crisp. I look like I'm out of focus.
Yeah,
I'm going to go and get it.
Well, you look great.
I'm getting some photos today, so I was.
Nice.
I would have rather had this haircut done a week ago.
Yeah, so it can just grow in a bit.
That's right. You don't want fresh cuts.
No fresh cuts. But then it looks like you've put in effort specifically.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want it to look like there's no effort, you're just naturally beautiful.
Yes. It's true. People do. It's the ego haircut. You're like, you don't want people to think I got a haircut special, so I've got to let it grow just a little bit in.
Yeah, when people are like, did you get a haircut? You're like, no, shut up, my hair fell out. What?
You got a haircut, your face got a haircut.
I was just asking you a question. All right. So I went to get the haircut. Right, and I find them nervous. It's a nervous situation for me. The lead up to getting a haircut is usually a couple of days. I'm like,
why? Because you don't care. You go to $25 barbers.
Yeah, and then that's what happens. So I get nervous about it. I talk to myself about it, and then I say, what's the difference between a good and a bad haircut? 2 weeks. 2 weeks later, it doesn't matter.
Not so, for me. But,
however, I have found a great barber.
Oh, he's congratulations. Terrific.
You know, he's the guy that we talked about.
Is he the Russian guy?
Yeah, he's the Russian guy.
Delightfully
which
racist.
I'm not sure if he's being racist or sexist because he's an older Russian man. And I'm like, nah, you don't reflect on me.
Nah.
I don't know what's going on.
You're fine, mate. You do you.
So I went, he's just around the corner from my house. And I walked around, and he wasn't there.
Oh, no. Now, oh, no, we can't have that.
No. See, it's his barbershop, and what he does is he has other barbers that do cameos in his barbershop. Oh, this is the thing that's very common in barbershops, I didn't realise, where other barbers will just pop in or travelling barbers will be there. And I walked past, and I have to be honest with you, there was two young women in there doing the hair cutting, and I had a bit of prejudice kick off in my
How dare you? I thought you were a feminist.
Well, so did I. And I was like, nah, they won't do it well. I'm not going in.
But are you insinuating that women don't know how to cut men's hair? Oh, wow. That's Harley Breen at SCA.com.au. Yes.
I did think that and I walked off. I was like, oh, I'm not getting my hair cut today. He's not there.
You were a no-show?
I was even, because there's always people doing cameos in his hairdressers, in the barbershop, and I will do, I'll do like a recce as I walk past.
And then do you call them and go, hello, this is Halle Brin's assistant? I don't know why I was Borat then.
I don't know why you were either. But, you know, I'll see which stage of the haircut the barber is up to and how many people are sitting on the bench, and then I'll do some quick stupid maths and figure out if I'm going to be the next guy to sit in his chair.
And you say I'm the weird unit of you and I.
So I just walked off. I'm like, I'm not having it. I'm not getting a haircut. And then I circled back around because I was like, well, I have to. I'm getting photos done tomorrow. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. So much angst.
So much angst. And I walked in there and one girl is Russian.
Fantastic.
And I've seen her before. I'm like, well, she's back. So obviously she didn't do a bad job because he's had her back. And then the other girl who is new, who didn't speak much English either. I am just a prediction that she was from Japan, but she didn't speak much English.
Oh, I would have gone to her.
Well, so she...
She would be sick so
the,
at it.
The haircut she was doing finished up and it was my turn next. I'm like, oh, God, I've never seen this woman before. I don't know if you can
cut
hair.
No, but she's Japanese. But you're at the forefront.
Well, the guy she had before me with just a shaved head. I'm like, well, I could do that. And I'm nervous as hell. But then I sat down and for some reason, everything she was wearing put me at ease. She had a responsible pair of jeans on. Yeah. She had a shirt tucked in and she had a leather apron. And
she's got a leather apron. Yeah, leather apron.
And I'll be honest, you can see it. I think it's the best haircut I've had in my adult life. She absolutely nailed it. Yes. And now I'm in an awkward position where when I go back, I'm going to want her to do it and not the old Russian guy.
You're such a weird guy.
Yeah. I spend too much time thinking about
things. Yeah, you do. You really do. I received 4 text messages and 3 Facebook messages about what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's hashtag on brand for us.
And 131060, when have you had a wardrobe malfunction?
Just had some bits fall out.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
A member, maybe your member, maybe one of your breasts, maybe something ripped.
You popped a nipple. You didn't mean to. Nah. You didn't realise your butt crack was out. There's a lot of blokes out there that do that every day.
Or maybe this happened to you, what you're about to tell everyone about.
Or you were running a marathon and for the last, I don't know, let's call it last kilometre.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Your wang was out.
Amazing.
You're running along with your wang out because this is exactly what's happened to, do you say Josef Urban?
Yeah, I was going to say Josef, but he's from Slovakia, so maybe Joseph, because Slovakians don't say...
Is he actually from there? Because that's where the race was.
Oh, I assumed he was Slovakian.
Well, if he is, that's a horrible thing because he's got to walk around that town. So they've all seen his wang.
Joseph was trotting along and he was... Yep. God, he was striding out, wasn't he?
He was really striding out. He's checking his time.
He did a 27-second PB, Harley.
Yeah.
He did really well. And people are clapping Joseph.
There's a lot of clapping him. Even his testicles were clapping.
His nuts, his cock and balls were well out.
Well
and
out.
They were just slapping. And do you think that stopped Joseph?
No.
Do you think he gave zero anything?
It spurred him on.
It did spur him on.
Yeah.
He just like, he all of a sudden felt like a waft of cold air in an area. Yep. He was tired. He's like, what's going on? And then that spring in his step.
How,
yes?
Warm the Wang looked. You know what I mean? Like it was a low hanging fruit.
Well, he's marathon runners, and obviously he's not wearing a structural, and you know he's not got enough support happening under those shorts.
Well, this is what I wanted to bring up, right? This is a personal thing about myself and my own penis.
Yeah.
When I go for a ride or a run, quite often the opposite will happen. It's, I don't know, I was wanting to talk to Dr. Carl about it, whether it's an evolutionary thing where it retracts to protect itself because you're in fight or flight.
Oh, right. No, well,
his is just getting thrown around.
Well, I feel like Joseph probably does a lot of training. He's a marathon runner. He's run 41 kilometres. Yep. I would feel like, and if he doesn't believe in the support, I would say those boys have had a lot of stretching, I would say, and perhaps lost a bit of feeling in them. You know, I think he's had some torn.
He's definitely got no feeling.
No. This video is astonishing, and there are members in the no one in the crowd shouting out, "Hey Joe, your wang's out, mate!"
But if they did, would you hear?
I mean, I think he heard. I don't think he cared. If you've this guy's just run 41 kilometres. He's pushed his body to the limits. Yeah. I wouldn't care if both nips were out the side of my bra. I would be just focusing on staying alive. I salute this guy. It did remind me, I had to tell a gentleman, I used to work as a lifeguard at a pool, and there was an old guy that came in every day at the same time. He swam 10 laps and then he'd do the aqua aerobics class. And every day his old fella would pop out the bottom of his old school shorts.
Oh, yes.
And so I was told, we were all in the staff meeting and someone has to tell Saki, because that was his nickname. Someone has to tell Saki that his balls are out. We've had too many complaints from the mums and tots class. Saki.
So right, M's on Wang Watch today.
So I had to go out and tell Saki, and what do you say? Like, and I said,
your dick's out.
His name. Oh, come on. He was like 80. His name was Gerald. And I said, oh, hey, Gerald. And he's like, hey, Emmy, because my name tag's at Emmy. And I said, hey, you've got some stuff there. Yeah. And I pointed down.
You've got it.
Yeah. And he looked down. He's like, oh, God. And I said to him, couldn't you feel it? And he goes, no, I've got diabetes. And that, I get a bit numb there. But the thing is, then every day for the rest of the time I worked there, Gerald would come out and give me a thumbs up. So I just had to look at his balls every day. Like, it became our ritual.
I reckon Jerry was having a lend of you.
But 131060, have you had this happen or have you seen it happen? We do have tickets to R&B Fridays Live to give away to our best callers today. You know, you've just had something just come awry, just flip out.
We talked about this many months ago now about a lady that crossed the road in front of my car.
Nipple
and
out.
She popped a boob.
Popped
out. And I just yelled at her, your tits out.
About that one. But yeah, and this guy to Joseph, wow. I mean, good on you. You know, he did it all.
Mate.
He just put his balls out, didn't he? He just put his balls to the wall. He just didn't care. Fantastic.
Well done, mate.
131060, have you had an item of yourself pop out, wardrobe malfunction, or perhaps like me, you've seen one? Take your calls next. A man, Joseph Urban, was finishing the last stretch of a marathon, 41Ks, Harley. And
one of Europe's oldest marathon races.
Is that? Good fact. And Joseph was, he was running, he was bursting, he was in a stride, he had some power, he was getting a PB.
Yep.
And you said he came 10th?
He actually came 10th, yep.
And as he was running, hell of a mishap.
His penis came out of his pants and his testicles.
Yeah.
The whole lot.
And we ran them out, I reckon for a K they were out. Okay.
Yep.
Just slapping on his thighs.
But you know, this harks
people
back
were
to
cheering
the original
at the side. Yes, Joseph.
But this is, the original Olympics was all nude.
Great.
I know.
Can I just say, when you watch this footage, and you will, because it is going everywhere, I just feel admiration. I just feel like here is a man who is at the absolute limits of human existence right now. He's just run a marathon and he doesn't care if his balls are out slapping on his thigh.
Yeah.
As if he couldn't feel it too. Come on.
Imagine if Matt Shervington popped out when he was.
Oh, God, that'd be hitting his knee.
Lord.
He'd be tripping. Like, he'd have to, like.
He'd be knocking out members of the audience.
He'd be falling over. I mean, he could use it as his third leg. He'd be much faster, perhaps, or slower.
If you don't know who Matt Shervington is,
Google it. Oh, shut up. You're too young. Go to somewhere else. Although I have to say, when I was on holidays last week, and this is totally off topic, I had 3 or 4 kids come up to me and say how much they love the show because they love Poo Chat.
Children. Children are listening.
10-year-old boys were hanging out and that they kind of like, are you M. Rusty Nano? I said, yes, I am M. Rusty Nano. And they said, we love your show. We love poo. I said, terrific. but we wanted to know on 131060, have you had a similar thing happen where you've just been, you know, partaking in an everyday activity and a bit of yourself popped out, or did you see it? Mick in Liverpool, hello.
Morning, guys.
What happened, Mickey?
I think I learned my lesson on this one. It was a really hot day, and I think it was Nat's birthday, some special occasion, and the family was over, and I was installing a window aircon in footy shorts with no knickers on. And I bent down to pick it up, and they split somehow, and then my ball sort of fell out through the split. And, they all seen.
Did Nana see?
Yeah.
Terrific.
Everyone's seen.
Nana's seen some things, I reckon.
Just like dipping a tea bag into some tea. Just, there it was. Just straight out.
I think it's so amazing. Whenever testicles get free, I just look around for the women at shock because they're like, they do that? How do they just get free?
Yeah, we assume they're just like a self-contained little package that doesn't move.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Which my brothers and I constantly remind our sister is not the case.
Jess. Hey, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Love the show. Thanks. Oh, what happened? I love that. It just says yoga teacher. That's amazing. Enough, go.
Actually, it's Pilates, but I was teaching a class many years ago in a facility that had an aqua center. And as I was teaching my class, I was walking around making some adjustments and correcting some people. And I went over to correct this gentleman who had obviously just come for a swim and just thrown some shorts on afterwards, which meant probably a quick change. And as I came up and stood over the top of him to make a correction, there it was, meat and potatoes, right in the face. And I was like, don't move really suddenly, it'll be really obvious. So I just kind of had to stay, make the correction, and then avoid him for the rest of the class the whole time, because your knee-jerk reaction is to jump and maybe scream. But I can't do that.
I love that you maintained your composure and corrected his down-faced dog. That is amazing.
I love that there's people...
What else can I do?
Well, tell him his penis is out.
No.
I ignore it, no one will know.
Or it'll go away.
Like a T-Rex.
It's true, though. It's like the politeness overtakes you. That's just... I think that's an Australian thing, too. You don't want to put anyone out, but you know, your bowls are hanging out, sorry. Like, it's our fault that they're out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Nicola in Cronulla, hello.
Good morning. How are you going?
You saw a dance-off.
Oh, my goodness. I was just 18. It was one of my first nightclub experiences. And they called these people up on the stage, and this one woman was just going hell to leather, really wanted that drink voucher. And she was just wearing one of those triangle handkerchief-type tie-up tops. And both boobs simultaneously popped out one either side. And they were having their own dance-off. And nobody said anything. We just let it happen. And she earned that drink. Let me tell you.
She earned that drink.
Well, she needed it to forget about the dance-off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, I don't even know how long it took her to notice, but we just let it happen.
Sometimes the girls just need an airing, though. She probably need. Didn't even care.
Let them out.
Let them out. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. I think Mick installing the aircon and the balls in front of Nana's face. Hi, Mick.
Hey.
You got 2 tickets to RMB Friday, buddy.
Legend. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Keep those nuts locked away, champ.
Well, we're very lucky now to have joining us. We just thought this week's been really upsetting, Harles, and a lot of news coverage, obviously, of the terrible events in Las Vegas. And we've both been noticing Kimmy, our EP, was at the doctors, and there was a guy there having a panic attack at the doctors about these events. So it's really affecting everyone. So we thought we'd get a psychologist in. We've got Dr. Richard Chambers. Hello, Dr. Richard.
I am.
Hi, Richard.
Thank you for coming in. Now, I just want to say APS psychologists are trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. Now, Richard, this has been, like, as we said, a really heavy week, and a lot of people are grappling with, you know, we get this news and we're bombarded with it now, obviously. We don't just get it at a 6 o'clock update. It's on every website. It's all over
all the
place,
time.
Social media.
Yeah.
How do we as normal people reconcile this type of atrocity?
It's so hard, isn't it? I mean... We can either close our hearts, I guess, or open our hearts, you know, and you know, activate the fight and flight response or the tend and friend response. You know, and a normal reaction in things like this is either just to avoid the situation, just turn off the news, don't think about it, don't talk about it, or perhaps a pretty normal response would be to get angry, you know, just that sort of that secondary anger, because you just can't be with the grief and the fear that's underneath. So a lot of people will just go to that. But, you know, I think in a lot of ways a healthier response would be to sort of open up your heart a little bit and to feel, you know, a little bit and sort of empathy.
Sure.
But the problem with empathy is when the neuroscience shows that when we're empathizing with someone's situation, we actually start to activate the same parts of the brain that would be active if we were experiencing that ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we experience what's called empathic resonance.
Yeah.
And to a degree, that's okay. You know, to step into someone else's shoes and to kind of imagine what it must be like for them, it makes us human. And so to a degree, that's healthy. But if we get too much into that empathic resonance, we can actually start to experience what's called vicarious trauma. So sort of experiencing trauma as almost as if that situation happened to us.
Okay. And people who suffer from anxiety have higher levels of empathy. Is that correct
in general? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you know, they're already particularly vulnerable because they're suffering from anxiety. These sort of situations will trigger that, and then also there's the empathy to deal with. So if there's people like that in our lives, what's something that if maybe that, for instance, it doesn't affect me as much. I find these sort of big world events quite easy to process fairly quickly, but I have other friends in my life that it really affects them.
Yes.
What's something that I can do to help them through that?
Well, look, one thing we probably want to do is talk about it. Talk about it with loved ones, family members, maybe with our GP, a psychologist.
Sure.
Call Lifeline if it's getting too much, you know, 13, 11, 14. You know, so there are talking it out is a pretty good idea. Yeah.
I think the talking it out is the big one. But I just wanted to ask, I have a 10-year-old daughter who asked the question, why would someone do this? So how on earth do you explain to a 10-year-old why someone would kill 59 people?
It's such a fine line to tread, isn't it? You know, not wanting to give them too much information and scare them about the world, but at the same time, you know, wanting to let them know that sometimes this happens and people are really unhappy. I think just to help them understand that, you know, the guy that did this was obviously really, really unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
There are obviously, you know, issues with violence and gun control issues in America. Yeah. And so just to understand the big picture, I think could help a little.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, I mean, that thing of stepping into, I've really struggled with these type of things. I'm a person that has anxiety and also have high levels of empathy. And when I hear these things, I do, I feel helpless. And then I put myself thinking, imagine if you got that phone call and imagine if you were there and I do struggle to quiet my mind on those things. So is there a way to reverse back out of that, taking yourself too far into the empathy and getting that secondary trauma? Is there a way as a person who suffers anxiety, is there something we can do to reverse out?
Definitely. Let's make a distinction between empathy and compassion, because the neuroscience shows that they're actually quite different things. Empathy is stepping into someone else's shoes and, as I said before, kind of experiencing as if it were happening to us. And so if we're doing that, what we want to do is to make sure that we kind of put one foot into their world, you know, and sort of feel a little bit, but not too much. And perhaps notice if we're later on, you know, still thinking about it and going to sleep thinking about it and running those thoughts through our mind. And in situations like that, a little bit of mindfulness could be good.
Mm-hmm.
Just to notice that we're still thinking about that thing and just to let go of the thoughts and actually focus on what's happening in front of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connecting with the senses, you know, tasting our meal, paying attention to the conversation we're having. And any time we connect with the senses, we're not in our thoughts. And so that's a way of managing empathy so that we don't get too far into that empathic resonance into the problematic areas.
That's such an easy thing to do. You're so right. So just... yeah, what am I chewing right now? What is that noise? How does the air feel on my face?
Yep.
What are my toes doing in my shoes?
That's right. And just keep coming back to that, you just got to keep coming back over and over again because the mind will want to wander back off into those thoughts and those images you've seen on TV.
I think you could almost apply that to any situation you feel out of control.
Definitely.
Couldn't you? Oh my God,
it's a great way
that.
Of dealing
so
with anxiety
and
mental illness. There's a lot of research now showing that mindfulness is a very helpful thing to practice.
Right. Well, you have to come back and talk to us about mindfulness. I really do want to talk to you about that. I know we were going to talk about it this week, but I'm too busy to meditate, so I need you to help me.
I can help you.
Thank God.
I've dealt with people like you before.
Oh, what do you mean by that, sir?
People who are too busy not to meditate.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Nice save.
But let's just make a final decision. distinction between empathy and compassion, because empathy is feeling into someone else's distress.
Yes.
And compassion has an extra step where you do something to help, or at least you make the wish to be able to help.
Yes.
And it actually, it activates different parts of the brain so that we don't get flooded with empathic resonance. We don't experience the vicarious trauma. And it's actually, in a lot of ways, a much healthier response.
Yeah, great.
So that would be to sort of, you know, feel into the fact that, you know, all these people lost their lives and it's had these ripple effects all across the world. And then just at least to make the wish, you know, may people be happy, may people be less violent, or even to do something about it.
I think doing something's a great one. I think that definitely makes you feel less helpless. If you donate to a gun, you know, anti-gun lobby, or you go donate blood when these things happen. So I think it's, doing is always makes you feel less helpless. Well, Dr. Richard, thank you so much. Obviously, these are Richard's opinions and general advice and not intended to replace face-to-face counselling. So if you need any further assistance, go to your GP. It's really easy to get a trained psychologist on board. Just go to your GP. And also, obviously, contact Lifeline if this has brought up anything for you. 131114. ABS psychologist trained to help you get where you want to be. Find out more at believeinchange.com. Dr. Richard, we'll chat again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
That's right. And we'd like to welcome Gemma from DY. Hey, Gem.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What are you doing? You on your way to work?
I am on my way to work. I just pulled over. I'm sitting in my car.
Oh, where do you work?
I work in Balgowla.
Oh, what do you do?
I work at a wholesale food place.
Oh, fantastic.
Lovely. Yeah.
All right. Well, Harley, take over. Here's Gemma. Gemma, meet Harley.
G'day, Gemma.
I can't believe I'm speaking to you. I love you.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Both of you guys.
Oh, no. You have to throw me in. He's very lovable. Yes.
I'm a lovable guy. And your letter is T for tit, so there we go.
Jesus
Christ. It's a fun word to say. It's a fun word to say, too.
I'm so nervous. I was just trying to calm myself down that whole ad break. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, well, lock it down, Gemma.
It's all right. You know what? Don't even be calm. Be crazy. Just go crazy.
Yeah,
you've got 30 seconds.
Yesterday, a woman came out and said she was getting 10 from the get-go, so that was exciting.
Yeah. I'm like, borderline having a panic attack right now. So, like, I just want to calm down.
Okay,
Gemma. Nah, don't worry about it. Just get one. Who cares? It's $100.
He's no one. He was just cleaning his teeth with a $20 bill. Don't be nervous about talking to him.
I know, I heard. And money doesn't go in buttholes. I feel like it doesn't.
Thank you, Gemma.
No.
What have we come to when our listeners have to say the sentence, money doesn't go in buttholes? I mean, come on!
Tell that to my child.
Oh, my God, in heaven on a
wheel. Okay, here we go. You know the rules. You get 30 seconds. Time starts after the first question. Got to take your first answer. I'm going to use it once. Here we are. Your letter is T. We're all in this together, Gemma.
Did you just say that?
What did I say?
Is that a thing that you just said?
Right, here we are.
Yeah.
Name an R&B artist.
T-Pain.
A board game.
Pass.
A fabric.
Pass.
A colour.
Teal.
A phone app.
Telstra.
A percussion instrument.
Tambourine.
An African country.
Pass.
An Olympic sport.
Pass.
An item you find in a bathroom.
A toothbrush.
Whoa,
She got in. She got
We're
in on that one.
Toothbrush. We're giving it to her.
Yeah, just waiting. 500.
You did quite well, mate. 500. That's all right.
Oh, that is so much harder than it is when I'm listening in the car.
Yep. What everyone keeps saying.
It really is.
I listen to everyone every morning and I'm like, oh, you're so dumb. But now I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so dumb.
Welcome to the club, Gemma.
Enjoy your $500 and don't put it anywhere near your butthole.
It's definitely not going there.
Fantastic. 131060, what have you had to just give up on and let go of for the good of your relationship? What if you've just gone, you know what, at the start I wanted to change that, but I'm just going to have to live with it if I want this relationship to work.
Yeah.
Psychologists are warning that we all expect too much from romantic partners and need to lower our standards.
Right.
Well, 42% of marriages are ending in divorce in this country, which is terrifying.
I find that a surprising percentage. I thought it was higher than that.
Yeah, so did I. But, hey, well done, Australia. Apparently, we're just being too idealistic. So, what these people are saying, his name's Eloy Finkel. Old Finkster, the Finkster. Finkel. Oh, yeah. What a name, you rat Fink. Old Finky Face, he says that we're leaning on our partners for self-gratification, relying on them to make us feel competent, ambitious and attractive. And he's right.
Too much.
I agree with that. I definitely was doing that too. I mean, Scott and I have split up twice, so we're really good at it. And I would say, touch wood, that our relationship is the best it's ever been because I have let go of most everything.
Right.
So I, first of all, when we first got together, I tried to change the way Scott dressed.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Well, yeah, because he dresses like a skateboarder that was very successful in the 90s.
Yes.
And hasn't moved on since. That's the way my husband dresses. He doesn't like wearing shoes either. He's a surfer and a skater.
Yep.
So
yep.
If he can get out of wearing shoes and just wear shorts and no top to everything, that's pretty much it. And at the start, I was trying to make him wear, remember those, you know, remember that shop Rarity in the 90s? Do you remember
no,
that?
I do not.
Yeah, and like they'd make the suits with the collars that come outside to the shoulders. You know, he'd wear a little bit of a leather choker and some really pointy white shoes with a white belt.
Oh,
remember that was in fashion? Oh,
did you make him wear that?
Oh, as if he did. I tried.
Oh, man.
So I've definitely let go of what Scotty Barrow wears. Like, honestly, we will turn up. I will look like I'm heading out to some kind of ball and he'll look like he lives in a tent in a field sometimes.
Yep.
So that's how we are. I'll let that go. The other thing I've had to let go is the stench that comes out of his ear.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's got stinky.
Oh, my God, it smells like...
He should get that looked at.
...death and sex and cheese. Yeah, it is so disgusting.
Your ear should not stink.
No, I know, but he argues, he says it's just his body getting rid of the waste through his ear. And I said, no, that's what your bum's for.
Yeah.
And he said, no. And so I'm telling you, Harley, I cannot stand within a metre of the left side of his body. And I've been at him 17 years. Please go get that fixed. I live with that stink now. I just accept that is part of my
fair,
relationship.
So does he.
He doesn't smell it. He doesn't smell his own ear. Oh, God.
You don't want to say that too fast, do you?
And I know that you haven't had to give... I mean, you've been in relationships before. Did you have to let go of anything just to make it work?
Well, I feel like in my relationship that Hannah is the one that's letting go of a lot of things.
I would agree with that. Doesn't she have a list?
She's like, there's her version of where things should go and there's my version of this is where it goes because this is where I put it.
Yeah.
I feel like I find that funny and she doesn't find that funny, but she loves me and
she does.
We're getting through it at the moment.
At the moment. How long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're patience for that. Sometimes it starts being fun.
Yeah, well, that's why
one
out of three, I'll go, all right, let's think real clearly about where this is going. But I'll tell you what, I flat out, I just cannot remember anymore. I don't need to talk about why my short-term memory is stuff, but I flat out, I just, the other day we were driving back from the holiday and I could not picture myself putting my laptop and my notebook in my bag. I was driving and we couldn't stop. I had to get to the airport and she's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, I just have to get them to post it to me because I cannot at all picture me doing it. When we got there, the notebook and the laptop was in the bag. I'm like, oh, and it must drive her insane.
So she just has to accept that you have short-term memory.
Well, 10 times a day, I'm like, do you know where this is? And she, it's her superpower, always knows where it is. And I don't know if it's a skill set that she's got or she's had to train very quickly and watch where I'm putting things.
All the things that are delightful in the 2.5 year mark, all those things, all those quirks are the things you end up fighting about at the 10 year mark. So I encourage
come back
you
in 10 years,
to work
this
on
won't
that.
Be
that'd be fine.
Fun.
You two are great. You're in love. 131060. What if you just had to let go of and accept about your partner so that the relationship can continue on? We'll take your calls next. A study has been released that says 42% of marriages and relationships are ending because, quite frankly, we have too much expectation placed on our partner. We look to them for validation and to feel better. And these people are saying, you know what, guys, you need to lower your standards.
Yeah.
You need to lower your expectations.
Loosen your belt.
Yeah.
You need, let a nut pop out.
Just let a nut. Just a cheeky one. You may maybe just cut some slack to the other person.
Release your bowels.
Sure.
Do you know what? Yesterday, actually, I was with the baby, Hannah and I having a chat, and we just looked in each other's eyes as toilet time was happening.
That's so romantic.
Yep. Just eye contact.
That's nice. Yep. Who was on the toilet? You or
Hannah,
her?
Hannah sat down on the toilet and we just kept talking and then it kept happening. I was things we had to talk about.
So we wanted to know on 131060, and you know you've done this. What if you just initially you tried to change about the other person in your life, the love of your life, and then you've just gone, you know what, stuff it. I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to accept it. I've had to accept that my radio husband picks his teeth with money.
Yes.
Yep. Just going to do that. I'm just going to live with it. And sometimes...
Well, I asked for some toothpicks, but it turns out this place isn't a restaurant.
Sometimes you do it with a nail, like a fingernail.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Gross. Yeah. Courtney in Springwood, what have you given up on and just accepted about your other half?
So my boyfriend has this dining room chair in our room and he piles his clothes up on there that are clean or dirty. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
It's the chair. It's the chair.
It's the chair.
Yeah. Everyone has the chair. I have the room.
Chair.
Oh. Oh, does he? My husband, I don't know, Harley, if this is a man thing. My husband makes piles. He has little piles everywhere that he says that it's neat because it's in a pile.
Yeah.
So by the side
of... It's organising.
No, it's a pile. By the side of his bed is a pile of clothes he's worn for the week, hankies, books, computers. Yeah. And I go, can you clean up? He goes, no, it's in the pile, mate. Yeah,
it's piled up.
That's... Not putting it away.
No one said it was put away. It's in the pile.
But he does the same
putting
thing in
away
the wardrobe.
Is a different job.
There's a pile in the wardrobe. There's a pile in the wardrobe. Yeah, there's a pile in the bathroom.
That's the put away pile and the bathroom pile. You should see the shed pile.
Oh,
that's
the
amazing.
Shed pile. Oh my God.
My shed is meticulous.
Tom and Ryan, hello.
Hey guys. I've accepted the fact that whenever me and my girlfriend have a meal together, my meal is not just my meal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
You've got to pick her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, whenever we go out to dinner or we get lunch together, or even if we're eating at home, but we have two different things to eat, she will always have some of mine every time.
Nah.
And did that bother you, Tom?
Divorce her.
It killed
her
me
out.
At the start. Like,
kick her
absolutely
out.
Killed me.
Get rid of her, Tom. Move on.
Well, no, I've figured out the smarter way to go is now I just order 1.5 meals or even two meals sometimes, yeah, just knowing that that's going to happen. Otherwise, I'm just hungry all the time.
Honey, that happens. That is my pre. If you want a meal, order a meal. But I'll order a meal. I'll go, Scotty, you're hungry? No, I'm just going to have, I'm not hungry, just have a salad. And then he'll pick off my plate. And I'll be like, mate, I offered to order you a meal. What are you doing? So, Tom, it's only going to get worse. Soon she'll just slide your whole plate over. Just slide it straight over.
I don't have a problem with it. Ever since I had a kid, I'm like, someone's going to be touching my stuff or spitting in my mouth or putting something on me I didn't want on me.
It's true, though. I started eating off the floor when I had kids. I didn't care.
Yeah,
you know, you just pick up the floor leftovers. I'll eat that. That looks delicious.
I'll suck a snot out of his nose. Oh. I'll eat pre-cooked, pre-chewed. I don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a bit far, wasn't it?
Nah. I love it when you go a bit far. No such thing on this show. Renee in Kellyville, hello.
Hi.
Oh, babes, I feel you on this one. What have you just had to accept and let go of?
Pee on the toilet seat.
Oh,
don't accept that, Renee.
Why is it so hard?
I have been trying for 5 years to stop pee on the toilet seat. Eventually I gave up and we just bought a house with an ensuite.
Is he not allowed to use the ensuite?
No, he's only allowed to use the ensuite because if we have friends over, I don't want to have to clean the toilet seat every 5 minutes.
No, fair enough.
What's wrong with him? Is that like the target is huge? Like the ratio to the size of the hole it's coming out. What's his problem?
As the only penis owner in this conversation,
reads the dots on the toilet wall.
No, listen. I want to talk everybody through this. The penis is an unruly appendage.
Put it in your hand and control it.
Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear the truth or not?
Fine.
Sometimes you don't know where it's coming from and which direction it's coming out at, and depending on post. Coital situations, yes. It can come out in multiple streams. You can shoot out to the side. Oh. You can be cleaning the whole bathroom.
Get a handle on it.
But there's only one hole.
Exactly.
How could it be that hard?
No, neither of you know what you're talking about. All I'm saying is that it will happen. It will go on the seat. But gentlemen, if you do it, it's your job to clean it up.
Little dab, dab, dab. Just a little dab, dab, dab.
Just a little clean
around. Get the toilet paper.
Little
dab, dab, dab. Get your little dribbles.
Disinfect.
We do it.
Sometimes. Just a jerry can of fuel and a match.
We got to shake the lettuce leaf, you know? We do it for you, you can do it back. Oh, it's true. We have the same. We've just got to dab, dab, dab that stuff if you've still got hair down there. We don't leave the drips on the seats. Disgusting. earlier I spoke about how I was lucky enough to attend Luncheon yesterday.
Correct, yeah, Luncheon.
Luncheon, hosted by the Today Show's Lisa Wilkinson and attended by some of the most powerful women in the country. It was really, really awesome. And it was to honour the 10 girls who have been nominated as in the Women of the Future Awards.
Yes.
And I have to say, the 10 girls that we got to meet and hear the stories of was just so impressive. They really made me feel inadequate, everyone else in the room feel inadequate, but in the best possible way.
Yes.
And we are lucky enough now to be joined by the winner, Saskia Hempel. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did. You got it.
Hey, Saskia, what table are you on, mate? Are you up near the front?
I was across from Judy Nunn.
Elsa.
And
Elsa. You were closer than me, Joel. I was sitting with the sound crew, but that's okay.
Oh, that's all right. But yeah, I was pretty stoked to be sitting with Elsa.
Yeah, I saw you there. I was like, that's nice.
I know. We chatted home and away. Oh. We chatted being an author.
She hasn't aged.
Oh, I know. She's amazing.
And you know, she churns out like 80 books a year.
Yeah. What? I was like, so you're an author? And she's like, yeah, I've just got like 14 books that I've just done. I was
Elsa, aka Judy Nunn, she just now writes full time and she churns out, I guess it's lady fiction.
Novels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, novels.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Big ones. She's been doing for years. Yeah. That's all she does now.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She's amazing. So your company, your idea, your winning product was your gift box.
Gift box.
And if you want to explain what Giftbox is?
Yeah, so Giftbox is basically an organic tampon brand where for every box that's purchased, a box gets donated to homeless women in Australia. Amazing. So there's about 46,000 homeless women every night that are, you know, sleeping rough and sleeping in refuges and they can't access tampons, which would really, really suck. Mm. So I guess I'm trying to find a way to resolve that issue and make it not a thing.
That's so
every
great.
Time I hear this fact, it compounds the real life struggles of being homeless, especially for a woman, obviously. It's just, you can't even get tampons.
I know. And there's so much you're worrying about when you're homeless that,
have to choose between, okay, I have $5. Am I going to eat, feed my kids?
Food or tampons.
Or pay some more tax.
And that's
exactly.
That's a choice. No woman should have to choose, you know.
No.
And it's a dignity thing too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really, and I guess it is something we don't think about. We think about homeless, you think, they need a shelter. Obviously they do, but they also need all the other stuff
mm-hmm.
that goes along with being a woman.
Yeah. And it's amazing what not having a tampon can do, because you're then going and shoplifting or you're leaving your safe place where you're hiding to go and access, you know, whatever you can scrounge around to use, and it's pretty.
And you're putting your health at risk too, because sometimes the things that women have to use aren't, they're not sanitary, they're not clean.
Nope.
So you've actually got your own line of
sanitary
products.
Yeah, it's a social enterprise. Yep. So basically it's its own brand, so it's Giftbox Organic, and you can order them as a woman online, so you can subscribe. As a customer, you get your tampon sent to your door for
that's
free.
Great.
Yep, so you never have to worry about running to the chemist in the middle of the night freaking out.
That's good for blokes who are doing the shopping.
Exactly, no more sending your boyfriend to the shops and having that awkward.
So you deliver them for free.
For free.
Each
they
month,
get to your door.
And then you donate that a box.
For every box.
That
so you're paying the same as all the other organic brands on the market.
Yep.
They're amazing quality tampons for the ladies, because that's really important.
Yeah.
And then you know just by purchasing from Giftbox that you can then be helping another lady. Every month when she's in need. So
what a simple and brilliant business model. That's
so
great.
Thank you.
And so you won the scholarship. So where will this money go to?
Yeah, it's like this money is such an incredible thing, because I've been doing this without any kind of funding. Mm-hmm. So basically all the support of people who are purchasing tampons is how this has kind of got up and happened. So this money, like, it's just going to be life-changing for what I can do. I've actually just started an initiative with the Melbourne Period Project, and they're now employing women at risk of homelessness and who are on Working for the Dole to do our back-end operations. So we're upskilling women who are in need, who are helping, you know, run this thing. And this money's really going to help to make that a reality and get that up and running. So it's super exciting.
Well, you are a bloody good human.
Thanks,
Thank you for making the work better that my daughters are entering into. That's what I felt all day yesterday, that sometimes you feel a bit upset and then you see 10 girls like you that are shaping the world to be better. So if anyone wants to get involved, let's plug. We'll put it's giftboxorganic.com. You want your tampons delivered for free once a month. You don't have to shop. And for every box you get, a box bucks will go to helping vulnerable and homeless women in Australia. And Saskia, we hope to do more with you. And also, there were 9 other girls that missed out on the money.
Oh my God, and they were incredible. Like, yep. I get tingles just thinking about all the cool stuff they're doing.
So there was Lauren, who's the founder of Words with Heart, print and stationery to fund education for girls. There was Robin, she created a sensory garden for children with special needs. Applejack, she was the advocate for South Sudanese youth. Pip, founder of Many Shades, offering housing to orphaned Tanzanian children. You, Saskia, founder of Gift Box, distributing tampons to homeless women. There was Laura, a medical research scientist who's funding her own research to help people with MS and Alzheimer's. Emily, founder of Bustle Bags, therapy backpacks for children with autism. Michaela, founder of Tippy Toe Co., dance classes for children with special needs. Carly, an astrophysics student who mentors young Indigenous people. Whitney, co-founder of Body Safety Australia, an enterprise to protect children from sexual abuse. These are the women that we celebrated yesterday. And I'm going to do all that I can to try and get money to these girls as well. So, Saskia, I'll involve you. Hals, I'll involve you. I'm going to involve everyone who's listening now, because these women, and we're both teary talking about them, were so incredible. So well done to you, Saskia. You keep doing the good thing. And we'll be hearing more about these women. I absolutely promise you it was just so incredible. And well done to Women's Weekly and Qantas also for highlighting you guys. Thanks
for
coming
and
in.
For the money. Yes. They put up some great cash. So
well, good girl. You keep going. That's great. Thank you.
Thanks, Em. The Em Rusciano.